up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And we're off and running once again, ladies and gentlemen, with another edition of Tim Tumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show for the next hour. Yeah, we're going to sit here and play old-time records on the record player, because that's what you do with great old-time records. Yeah, put them on your record player and you enjoy them. So glad you're along for another week of great records, and we're a week closer now to Halloween, which means a week closer to where I get to play my special Halloween polka record that I never knew existed until a couple of weeks ago, and I've been looking forward to playing it on the show. So we're getting that much closer, and I know you can hardly wait, and I'm not going to give you any hints about it. But let's start off the show with what could possibly be the most definitive title for a polka record ever. It's called the Polka Polka. Here's Al Sojka and his orchestra. Al Sojka and his orchestra, Polka Polka, here on Tim Tumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and if you've heard the show before, you know what's going on. We get together once a week, and we play great old-time records on the show here. A lot of these songs you can't find on an LP. We do play an LP from time to time. You can't find them on CDs. You can't find them in MP3 downloads and that sort of thing. All actual records played here on the Tumpa Hour each and every week, so hopefully we hit some of your favorites. And I want to remind you, too, you can always get a hold of us here at the Tumpa Hour via email. It's just OompaHour at mail.com, and we'll get your email if you have a request. Or if you'd like to make a dedication, you know, we do that. I have the various birthday old-time records and the anniversary waltz and things like that. So glad to play a special request for you if you have an event like that coming up. I just want to warn you, you need to let us know well in advance, though, so we have time to get it into the show, because it's a weekly show and different stations play it at different times throughout the week. So you want to give us a couple of weeks' notice at least to be sure we can get your special dedication into the show. So with that said, let's move on to some more tunes. Here are the Impalas and the new Polonia medley. The Impalas, new Polonia medley here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. So far leading the show in the Enthusiasm Award, that number from the Impalas. Not to mention they were using sleigh bells as an instrument in something that was not a Christmas song. So an additional bonus point there. Not that we're keeping score. Maybe we should start just awarding random points for things as we go through the show every week. I'm starting to like that idea. Man, I don't know about you. I'm kind of having the I've eaten too many candy corns today kind of thing. Man, you know, when I was younger, I'd eat those things all day. Now it's like, give me six and just leave me alone. The candy corns, powerful. Why do they? Well, I guess they kind of look like corn, but they seem to be completely unreal. They're probably made out of corn syrup now that I think about it. But anyway, so happy Halloween. Watch out for the candy corns, all right? How about another medley? Two medleys in a row? Okay, that's crazy talk, but let's do it. This is the Five Polkas medley with Happy Bernie Gordish and his orchestra. Thank you. Bernie Gordish and his orchestra, the Five Polkas Medley. The weird thing is, even if you can't sing the Polish, you probably knew the English words, and like me, we're sitting here singing along with it in English anyway. So it didn't really matter now, did it? On the way, the Tavern Polka Band coming up. Before we get to that, I wanted to take just a moment to talk to you about a World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, and encourage you to pay a visit if you have the opportunity. I know a lot of you listening are not anywhere near the Duluth-Superior area of Minnesota and Wisconsin, but you may find yourself in the area, or maybe you're looking for another excuse to get yourself up along the beautiful north shore of Lake Superior. Good excuse right there. The World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin. Over 1,400 concertinas and accordions on display, not to mention an extensive collection of memorabilia, music, literature, advertising, all sorts of things about the music, the instruments, the heritage that goes along with it all. It's all there for your educational and musical entertainment. That sounded pretty good, actually. Harrington Arts Center, World of Accordions Museum, and also the only certified accordion and concertina repair and technician school. So you can check that out, too. Find out more at accordionworld.org. That's accordionworld.org. Or give them a call at 715-395-ARTS, which is 2787. It's the Harrington Arts Center and a World of Accordions Museum, Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. Check it out when you have a chance. All right, Beer Barrel Polka Time, I think. That's one of those songs, kind of a standard. We've all heard it a million times, and I have a tendency to skip over it when I come across a band doing the Beer Barrel Polka, because we all know it so well. But every now and then I have to give in or we'd forget about it. So here it is with the Tavern Polka Band.
Bye.
Aha, Tavern Polka Band there and the Beer Barrel Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, just spinning old-time records for you like we do every week. Don't forget, you can look us up on Facebook, too. Easy to find, just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Have to have the Tim's Oompa Hour in there. I don't know why, but that's just the way it is. All right, now this record's kind of weird. Frankie Yankovic, of course, one of the legends, probably one of the most often Grammy winners in the old-time and polka music category, and pretty much well-established as a Slovenian-style musician. Frankie Yankovic is. You look on the back of any of the record albums, it'll tell you that. But I have a 45 here from Frankie Yankovic doing the Lichtensteiner Polka, which, as you know, is traditionally kind of a German-style polka, which seems a little bizarre to me. But, hey, what the heck? Frankie could probably play anything. There you go, Lichtensteiner Polka and kind of a Slovenian style there from Frankie Yankovic here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We always want to be sure we get a waltz into the program. So I've grabbed a waltz record next so that I know that we have met our quota. One record in every show is a waltz. What kind of a quota is that, huh? I have Eddie LaPagna and the Polka Masters. Here's the Little Orphan Waltz. We'll be right back. go, Eddie LaPagna and the Polka Masters with the Little Orphan Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We're just kind of cranking them out for you today. Some days it just seems like the tunes come faster than they do other days. I don't know what the deal is with that. But all right, now this is a little weird. I have Myron Florin here. Well, I don't actually have Myron here, but I have one of his records here anyway. It's Myron Florin doing Oh Susanna, which is weird because normally there's a H after the O and there's an exclamation point, and neither are here on this 45. So, hey, let's just enjoy the accordion stylings of Myron Florin. You see him on the Lawrence Welk Show all the time. The cool thing with the Lawrence Welk Show is, and I have not quite figured this out yet, because when I was young, we would think, Lawrence Welk Show, that's just for all the old timers. Jeez, that's terrible. I'm going to watch that. And now, like 30 or 40 years later, or whatever, I'm like, this is pretty cool. And the young people today are saying, Lawrence Welk Show, you know? It seems that as you age, you like it no matter which generation you've been. It's kind of weird. And I like to watch it because they always have such great outfits. You know, especially for the shows from the 60s and 70s. It's like, whoa, how many pastels can you guys find anyway? But anyway, Myron Florin, yes, and here's Oh Susanna. Myron Florin there, Oh Susanna, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You know, we never said everything had to be a polka or a waltz, you know. Anything with an old-time sound fits here on the Oompa Hour. Like this next one here. This is a vintage 45 here on Oxborough Records. Perhaps if you're an old-time music fan, you're familiar with seeing the Oxborough label on a bunch of 45s. Polka Padre, this is Swinging Just Right. We'll be right back. Swinging just right, Polka Padre, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. It's kind of a swing tune, got us a little ways away from the polka focus there for a moment, but let's bring that back around with Matty Madura and his orchestra. Here's the Sunset Polka. Matty Madura there with the orchestra, Sunset Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Hey, it's your old-time oldies show, and again, now we're going to stray a little bit from the straight polka record, but still very much an old-time record, because if it's Whoopi John, it can't be anything else. But here's Whoopi John and the orchestra with the Little Brown Jug. Thank you. quick ending. See, I hate when that happens. Whoopi John there in the band with a little brown jug, as only Whoopi John and his orchestra could play it here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra are chomping at the bit to get rolling here with the Alice Polka. All right, there you have it. Bernie Witkowski and the orchestra, the Silver Bell Orchestra with the Alice Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. And the next record we have here, I don't recall ever playing this outfit on the show before. And it just seemed like a fun idea to be able to introduce the Buffalo Tones. And it says right here they're actually from Hamburg, New York. And I was hoping they were going to say Buffalo, but lo and behold, Hamburg, New York. The Bouncing Ball Oberic. Here are the Buffalo Tones on Tim Zumpa Hour. We'll be right back. There you go, Buffalo Tones and the Bouncing Ball O'Barrick here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Remember, the Bouncing Ball used to be on TV. I remember Mitch Miller had the Bouncing Ball on the Mitch Miller Show, and also there were a lot of cartoons back in the 40s and 50s where they would have, you know, some song like the Red Red Robin Comes Bob Bob Bobbing Along or Zippity Doodah or something, and there'd be a fun little cartoon that went along with it, and they would have the words on the screen, a little bouncing ball. They don't do things like that anymore. Maybe they should, especially with some of this new stuff they're making today. You could figure out what the heck they were singing. Anyway, let's move on to Marv Herzog now. And again, more old-time music, but kind of out of the realm of the polka a little bit for the show. Here's Marv and the gang with the Orange Blossom Special. Yeah, see, it's kind of a sneaky record because it fades in at the beginning and it fades out at the end because that was the Orange Blossom Special, Passing By, Marv Herzog and the band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I don't know, does it seem to you like we're just jamming the songs in here this week like crazy? And you know, every time I think that, I tally it up at the end of the show and I'm like, yeah, played about the same number of songs we always do, but it feels like we're just sailing through them this week. I don't know, but I have the Musical Stars Orchestra next with Marion Lush singing. Here's the Happy Bachelor Polka.
Jak się łączy, biją, to ja więcej dziewczyn. Oj, ja se łapię z mody, mam dużo urody, mam dużo urody. Lewa przelicznego i dziewczyny młody, lewa przelicznego i dziewczyny młody. Pomyślałem sobie, ten co się łażeli, to ma dziury w głowie. Ten co się łażeli, to ma dziury w głowie. uczynił, nie będę się śmieszył, nie będę się śmieszył. Będę się zalecał, będę parę cieszył, będę się zalecał, będę parę cieszył. Hej! Ładnymi słowkami, ładnymi słowkami. Będę palny cięso całymi nocami, będę palny cięso całymi nocami. Łaj słowiczek, słowiczek, pięknie wyśpiewuj, pięknie wyśpiewuj. Doktor Rysa jadę, każda obiecuje, doktor Rysa jadę, każda obiecuje. Hej!
I'm Marion Lush, along with the Musical Stars Orchestra and the Happy Bachelor Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, this next record, kind of, the name of the band always freaks me out when I see it written down. What I grabbed here is a tune called the I've Lost Your Love Polka by the Dynastics. But when I look at it, I swear it says Dynastics. And I know they're not the Dynastics, they're the Dynastics. And then I decided, I've Lost Your Love Polka. Doesn't seem to go together. Doesn't that sound like a sad song? How can you do a polka of a sad song? So I'm going to play the other side, because it's the Shoeshine Polka. And that sounds a little more cheerful, I think. Here are the Dynastics, or the Dynastics, if you prefer to say it right.
know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
I snuck that right in there on you. Before that was the Shoeshine Polka with the Dynastics here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We go right to Polka Spirit now. This is the Under the Oak Tree Polka. You got that cool little electronic pew in there. I don't know what that is, but it's very cool anyway. Under the Oak Tree Polka with Polka Spirit here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I think we're going to wrap it up this week with Indiana Sweetheart with Palagas Polka Dots. Pelagas Polka Dots. That's Indiana Sweetheart here on the Ol' Oompa Hour. And that wraps up another show, believe it or not. And I counted. We did get in a couple of more tunes than usual. I don't know if I wasn't talking as much or the songs were shorter. It's really hard to say. But one way or the other, we'll start out with another stack of records and be back to do it again about a week from now right here.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba, our producer of the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and the International Polka Association. Until we get together, do it again next week. Stay happy, everybody.